next group to perform is the Thursday Big Band from Desert Vista High School, under the direction of Mr. Michael Frick. They will be performing Wachiwato by Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo, Next Day by Chris Bird, and Christopher Columbus by Razoff and Barry, arranged by Horace Henderson.
All right, Desert Vista High School Thursday Big Band. Mr. Krill, my name is Matt Olson, the Director of Jazz Studies and the Professor of Saxophone at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. It's nice to be back at the Highland Festival to hear your bands. So arranged by the Thursday Big Band. I wonder what that means. I like the idea of having you guys arrange some stuff. I like the creative idea, the creative spirit there. Good job in the drums. That cross stick is really good. Get as much cross stick as you can on it so we can really feel it and hear it. It's always like a little sweet spot on the drum. Yeah, a little bit of percussion on that. That's nice. Yeah, Adam. Good job. So one of the challenges with that is just making sure that we, like, can build a little bit of energy through the solo, the rhythm section. We can kind of come down a little bit. And make sure that we kind of build some energy. I like coming down here to clear the space for the bass. On that trumpet solo, would have been this nice to, like, build with some dynamics that we've got going on. Each solo should just kind of take us on a little journey. And let's make sure that our Latin percussionists make sure that we don't focus so much on that that we take away from the soloist. We want to make sure that all eyes are on the solo. So some ways we can build solos in the rhythm section, obviously, is to, you know, build dynamically and what have you. But as soloists, you know, we can build the energy of what we're playing. We can start simple and build some energy, you know, build ideas, play more. Play louder, play higher, or lower, or whatever you decide. But working towards building some momentum is really important on a solo, especially on a tune where the harmony isn't moving. Yeah, Sean. So, Sean, you might want to learn the bebop scale. You're kind of playing over a D dominant seventh chord. So play a the D Mixolydian scale that you're already playing and add in a C sharp. So D descending, D, C sharp, C natural, B, A, G, F sharp, E, D. There's your bebop scale. So we're playing over C7. The bebop scale is great because it keeps your chord tones on downbeats. That's the beauty of the extra half step in the scale. You know, another thing that we can try to do from solo to kind of keep interest and excitement is just subtly change what we're doing in the rhythm section so that it's not quite always exactly the same. That could be something as subtle as having guitar comp instead of piano or piano instead of guitar, or switching the cymbal we're playing on. We could be a little bit shorter on these short notes. A little more attack, a little more tongue stop. Yeah, see, now right at the end, you give me some attack. Let's do that throughout. It's okay, and those, initial attacks are all driven by air. So, you know, it's something I said to your other band earlier.
On the bass.
I think, giving us a little more air behind those attacks. That really, the
and
tongue
Sean
then becomes
Keller
a lever or a valve to really generate that sound. And then we stop them with our tongue.
And
this
finally,
stuff we don't do, and we don't do that stuff in our symphonic playing, but we should and can here. So nice job on these solos. Working on developing some other vocabulary, like the bebop scale. That's a nice way to kind of get through there. It keeps the chord tones on the downbeats, gives you a little bit better voice leading. It's a really good solution for a tune where you're just hanging out on one chord, basically, for a long time. Cool, so in the drums, snare drum, hit those figures. Dot, da, you know, like you are now. Make sure you use your snare drum on the figures in the intro. Yeah, there you go. Like that. Bam. Bam. There you go. And do that on the intro, too. So when you play those falls, you got to play the note first. You can't just go, biao, biao, biao. Biao. You know, dow, dow, dow. You got to play the note first. You can't fall from something you haven't been to. Dow, dow, dow. So emphasize playing the note and not just the fall. We see the fall and that's what we think about, but you gotta play the note first. Good job on the harmonies. You got to put extra air through those things so we really feel that sizzle. Yeah, nice job, Adam. It's good. Again, develop your ideas and give us some forward momentum. Nice job. Nice alto solo. Don't be bashful. You got to play. You have to play with purpose. So improvisation, something to really work on. It should be a freeing and creative adventure for everyone, but it's something you can all do. And it's more than learning your scales and chords, but that's a big part of it. We talk a lot about harmony. Part of it's just attitude and trying to be creative and trying to figure out solutions. Every tune provides you with a puzzle, a harmonic puzzle, and figuring out how to try to solve the puzzle is fun. That's a big piece of the enjoyment of trying to improvise. So what I always tell students is to start with Jamie Ebersold Volume 54 and learn one song at a time. Figure out how to succeed on each song, both in terms of the groove, in terms of the harmony, the melody. Memorize the tune and then go to a jam session or something and play that tune. Hey, I know one tune. Can I sit in and play my one tune? This is how we start. So in those octaves there, bottom of the trumpet section, thirds and fourths or fifths if there's a fifth part, you got to really support the lead trumpet on that. You're going to make that sound so much better when the section balance is really full. Good. Again, good job on the harmonies. Watch your pitch on the harmonies. It changes, remember. So be careful of that. Make sure you're playing in tune. Awesome.
Christopher Columbus. We like to call it Christopher Columbus.
You gotta push through those eighth notes. He's gonna really move through that. Keep that cross stick coming. You might even do it on two and four. Pop, 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 pop. Now, on this Duke Ellington tune, it might be okay to feather that bass drum on all four. Boom, 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 boom. Lightly, feather, not hammer. Bass and drums, you guys have to hook up that quarter note groove. Your quarter notes aren't always together. We lose a little bit of clarity there. So the first thing I would do is have drums and bass play together for a while with a metronome clicking. Make sure that we're playing exactly the same quarter note. All right, Good job on these solos so far. All right, Sean, man, you got to blow. You got to fill it up. Play with determination. For the rest of the horns, these are backgrounds. Don't overpower the soloist. All right, good job. And obviously, it's really important to make sure you're listening to the recording of this stuff. Super essential. Yeah. Nice job on the clarinet. Good to see you starting to work on doubling. That's good. Stay in the upper register on something like that when you play, because it's the only way you'll get through. Cool. Drums, set us up there with the loud ending there. Got to make sure you get us there to the finish line. Well, you guys are doing a good job. Got to keep working on your fundamentals, making sure that you're playing the instrument as strong and solidly as you possibly can. And work hard on your improvising, you know. That's a weak spot for a lot of you. I'm glad you're playing, because that's exciting and inspiring that you're all willing to play. I like that. But we got to work on what we're playing, you know, and making sure that that we're developing our ability to speak that language. And that comes from learning scales and chords, yes, but really investing some time and energy into checking out great recordings of great players on your instrument. Go to Google or Wikipedia and search for, you know, great jazz saxophonists and see what kind of lists come up. Then make a list of 10 to 12 players that jump out at you and spend a week on each player. Go to YouTube, go to Spotify or whatever, however you access music. And spend a week listening with intent and focus to those players. Pay attention to what they do. How do they articulate? What do they play when they improvise? Do you hear anything you like? If so, like, can you figure it out? Can you transcribe it? Can you learn it and put that in your own playing? This is how we start to acquire some vocabulary and some sense of style, and we start to develop our sound, because our sound grows out of our lifelong listening to people on recording and in person. Eventually, we're on a journey really to find our own voice as musicians. You're at the very beginning of that, and you're off to a good start. You got to put air through the horn. You got to work on articulation. You got to work on listening. You got a lot of work to do. We all do. That's what makes music fun. We never win. We never get to the top of the mountain. It's always higher that you can climb. There's always another gear. There's always another level. And I want you to work hard to push yourself and figure out what those other levels are. So good job playing for us today. Thank you very much. Some of the things that I said to the other band would be applicable here. I may have written out an articulation exercise or a chord exercise on the other handout or on the other sheet, but I don't have that anymore, so I don't remember. Those things would apply here too. And there's lots of handouts on my website that you're welcome to check out too, mattolsonmusic.com. Anyway, thanks for playing for us today. Great to hear you. Keep working hard. You're on the right path. Thanks.